This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Let's take a look at the history and folklore of March in this month's almanac. March is named for the Roman god of war, Mars. As this was the time of year that Romans resumed their military campaigns, which had been interrupted by winter, and was when the Roman calendar started again. Some of the key dates in March include the 1st of March, which is St. David's Day. This celebrates the patron saint of Wales and has become an important day for celebrating everything Welsh, including food, culture, and the Welsh language. Some people choose to dress up in Welsh national dress on this day, including a red woolen cloak, skirt, and a tall black hat for women, and a checked pattern waistcoat, a tie or bow tie, and a cap for men. So, why not take the opportunity to eat or make some delicious Welsh cakes to mark the occasion? They're simple but tasty, round, flat cakes with sultanas and mixed spice. Another food-themed day which falls in March this year is Shrove Tuesday, the final day of feasting before Lent, which takes place on the 4th of March in 2025. It's known to many as Pancake Day, as people traditionally use up ingredients they are not allowed to eat during the next 40 days of Lent. This especially includes ingredients that will spoil, like eggs and milk, which conveniently are in pancakes. The 5th of March is the start of Lent this year, where Christians give something up in preparation for Easter. And later on in the month, on the 20th, we have the March Equinox, also known as the Spring Equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, which marks the beginning of spring. This is the point where the sun stands directly over the Earth's equator. For pagans and druids, the spring equinox is celebrated as a time of renewal and rebirth, and many people still gather at Stonehenge to watch the sun rise over the stones at dawn. They celebrate with chanting, drumming, and even the occasional druid wedding. Alongside marking these dates, there is plenty of nature to notice during March. Spring flowers will start to bloom, and blackthorn is one of the first flowers to appear. Their trees have clouds of snow-white flowers in early spring, which will eventually become snow fruits, popular in gin. Woodlands will also start to smell slightly different as wild garlic flowers spread across forest floors. The warmer temperature of March also brings the first moths and butterflies of the season. Brimstones, small tortoiseshells, peacocks and comma butterflies search for nectar-rich blooms in gardens and local green spaces. Frog and toad spawn will also start to appear in ponds and pools, as the amphibians' breeding seasons begin around Valentine's Day. Toads can cover 2 kilometres to return to their breeding ponds and find a partner. They also return to the ponds where they were born to breed, and try to grab a female's attention by croaking, like this. Birds will also start to show off their songs as they begin to stake out territory and try to attract a mate ahead of their breeding season. Warblers are brown or olive-feathered birds with sharp, slim beaks. There are lots of different types of warblers, but it's easiest to distinguish them by their song. A famous warbler is the chiff-chaff, whose song you can hear from the treetops, just like this. You can also listen out for the black-capped scratchy trills from the scrub. It's sometimes called the northern nightingale for its sweet song. And by rivers and seas, sand martins will begin skimming over bodies of water, performing aerial acrobatics to catch insects in the sky. They fly over to the UK for summer from the south of the Sahara. You can listen out for their call like this. Find out more about all of these birds and listen to more bird calls by going to the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. Whether you choose to indulge in pancakes, Welsh cakes, or something entirely different, enjoy a very happy March from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio, and I'll return with another almanac in April.